It's time for Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Here's your host, Randy Martinson.
On Tuesday, USDA released their monthly crop production supply and demand estimates. That was for the December month. And we've talked about how it was. U.S. numbers were friendly to the wheat market. World were a little bit bearish. Friendly as far as corn was concerned on both accounts. Today, we'll cover what it looked like for soybeans. We'll do that after this break.
As we near the end of the 2025 crop year, did your risk management strategy perform the way you planned? Did you follow your marketing plan, or did your current conditions cause you to adjust course? And what about your crop insurance coverage? Did you maximize protection to fit your operation and your goals? If you're questioning how your strategy performed, it might be time to talk to a true risk management specialist. Call Martinson Ag at 701-205-4200. Martinson Ag is an equal opportunity provider.
Well, USDA released their December crop production supply and demand estimate on Tuesday, and we've talked about how it was for wheat and for corn. Today, we'll cover what the numbers said for soybeans. And it was kind of a non-event as far as soybeans were concerned. It kind of occurred kind of like what we saw in the corn market. For old crop soybeans, USDA, of course, made no changes to U.S. production or supply, but they did increase imports by 2 million bushels. That puts imports of soybeans at 29 million bushels now for the 24 calendar year. Looking at the rest, exports were increased by 7 million bushels. The net result was, because of rounding, and then also residual was lowered by 5 million bushels. So that left an unchanged ending stocks estimate, keeping stocks at about 316 million bushels. On the new crop side, USDA made no changes. They left everything unchanged as far as soybeans were concerned. That left ending stocks at 290 million bushels, which was 18 million bushels below expectations. Everybody was expecting USDA to come in and lower exports for soybeans. But because of China coming to town and starting to buy, they're leaving those numbers unchanged going forward until we actually see what China actually does show up and purchase. Crush is likely going to see an increase in the January report because we continue to see very strong crush demand for the U.S. soybeans. As far as the world was concerned, not much change there either. World stocks were estimated at 122.4 million metric ton, 200,000 above below expectations, 400,000 above last month. So pretty tight as far as the world numbers are concerned as well, as Argentina and Brazil saw no changes. So overall, you'd have to say this report was a little bit friendly, neutral to friendly to the soybean market.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.